Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
Cup of sports with Farmer and B. Evans. What is going on, man?
Hey, B, what's going on, brother? I see you're still live from the solar eclipse. Oh, wait, that hasn't happened yet. Sorry.
Yep, and I can see because, well, unlike some idiots, I'm not going to look into it. You know, I'd actually love to see, find out like a report on how many people actually have to go to the hospital for an incident involving their eyes because they looked up to see it happen.
Right, you know, and here's the thing. Here's the thing, people. Do you normally stare at the sun in the day? No, you jabronis. You look away from it. You don't directly stare into the sun because, well, it's going to hurt your eyes. This is no different, people. Oh, my God. It's like, you know, I went to go get some pho last night and some Vietnamese soup, and I saw a van that said eclipse stickers. I'm like, or eclipse glasses. I'm thinking, you know, if I was a crook, I would have done this a long time ago, and I'd be making, you know, I could have been making some pretty good cheddar.
Oh, yeah. Sell them online, sell them in person, $3 a piece. People all around the nation's going to buy them, not thinking nothing of it.
Right? But no, you know, these people, you know, last-minute shoppers, I guess, are getting hosed because these ones were like $10 to $15. They had two special ones. I'm like, really? Two different glasses?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you got to have one in 3D and one.
One in regular D? Or what's that, 4K or whatever it is?
Oh, I don't know. They probably come with, yeah, they probably have the high definition 3D glasses. Brings you the ultimate experience as they burn the images into your retina. Oh, idiots. I actually seen a Facebook post the other day. One of my friends had put up about if they heard one more time somebody asked about can they just wear normal sunglasses to watch the solar eclipse.
Oh, no. You know, I love people. Yeah, I really do. I even though I have a shirt made that says I hate people and on the back it says yes, even you, B. You know, I do. I really love people. But, you know, anything, in my eyes, this is a gimmick. And people are like, oh, I've seen a full eclipse in my lifetime. Really? How fucking old are you? Because they happen once every 100 years. Now, you've seen, maybe seen a, you know, a half an eclipse or a lunar or a mooner or a nooner. Ooh, I'd like a nooner. Anyway, you know, but, yeah, it's just, it's crazy how certain people, you know, oh, you need these glasses to watch the solar. I don't need nothing. As long as my stupid A doesn't look at the stupid sun like I do every day, I don't look at the stupid sun, I will be fine.
Yeah, but people are impressive, man.
Excuse me. But as you notice, you know, America's becoming very stupid. And very sheepish. And, oh, look at the pretty sun. I'm going to look at it fully today. Really? Are you just that stupid?
Man, I just don't get it.
Well, I don't either. I didn't know we were that stupid as people. Well, I should, but, you know, I try to give us the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, yeah, there's no benefit here.
No, and there's definitely a lot of doubt.
You know, it's people that come up with this stuff and say these things are the exact same people that are offended by everything.
Right. Here, I'm offended by the sun, so I'm going to make you wear glasses today. What? No!
I'm offended that you don't think I can.
Like it's the night. Right. You're like, oh, if you're not in these states, you will not be able to see it. What? It's the sun, people. It's the sun. You can see it whether you live in Africa, whether you live in America. It just kind of depends on when the sun is up in your area.
Yeah, I'm just so confused. I really am.
You know, and there's people, you know, I live over here on the West Coast, and, you know, people are flocking to Oregon to see it in its full entirety. Like, really? You need to drive to Oregon to see the sun? I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for your plants. I feel sorry for everything, because if you can't see the sun where you're at, well, then there's other issues.
I just, people make my head hurt.
Oh,
I'm surprised they will stay on media this long.
Yeah, you know, I've made almost a challenge to myself, B, to not to go on social media for a week.
You know what? That's actually a pretty good challenge that I think I wouldn't mind taking up. But I don't think I could. I don't think you could do it. I mean, I'd have to go on social media just to post for the shows. But outside of that, I don't think people could stay off of social media for a whole week.
Right. Oh, no wonder this Mountain Dew tastes like horse piss. I got diet.
No.
I got hoodwinked already this morning. You know, I just keep getting hoodwinked lately, you know? I got hoodwinked into a morning show that's supposed to be once a day. Somehow turned into a weekly morning show. I got hoodwinked on Friday, calling the Atlanta Falcons. And then first thing in the Monday morning, I'm thinking I'm going to drink me a nice Mountain Dew, and son of a biscuit eater, I get diet.
So what happened to your coffee, though?
Well, I didn't set the timer, so, you know.
Oh, that's no bueno.
No,
that's
no.
Not good.
No bueno. No bueno. But, hey, you know, live and learn, you know. Trudge on. I'll get coffee at work.
I'll get coffee at work. I gotta have my coffee in the morning. Otherwise, I can't survive.
Well, yeah. I hear you. Well, especially
now,
you know.
Oh, I'm telling you. So, now, I'm trying to figure, okay, so a while back we had talked about Le'Veon Bell. And
Le'Veon. But right.
Yeah, Le'Veon, Le'Veon, whatever. Either way.
Right.
We were trying to figure out why he feels he needs so much money. Apparently, he's, you know, working out his issues. He loves football. He says that, you know, we're starting to hear more about Le'Veon Bell's love of football. Now, my thing is, he must not love it that much, considering he's not willing to show up to play in the preseason, but he loves it enough to cash the checks that he's making that are right around $12 million, a little over $12 million, you know. That's with his contract and everything, he's right around $712,000 a week. But he loves the game so much that he ain't going to show up until about the third preseason game.
Well, now, hold on. You know, I don't blame, you know, Le'Veon Bell, L. Bell, whatever we call him. I'm sure our notorious trucker knows how to pronounce L. Bell's name. Damn, that sounds bright today. Don't look into it, people. Don't do it. You'll burn your retinas. Anyway, sorry, my bad. Damn it, that bitch is bright. I don't know, man. The sun distracted me. I lost my train of thought. But, you know, Le'Veon Bell has been prone for injuries and getting his mangina hurt and his turf toe hurt and you know, all that other fun stuff that hurts him, you know. I believe he's in, you know, he's doing his workouts and all that other fun stuff, but you know, I don't blame a veteran such as Le'Veon Bell to not want to you know, risk getting hurt in preseason.
Well, I can understand that, but the guy hasn't shown up for training camp. He hasn't shown up for any of the OTAs. He hasn't shown up for mini camps. I mean, he's expected to show – I mean, he's been texting his teammates just to stay in the loop, but isn't expected to come – he's supposed to be coming back just before Labor Day. Now,
wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's not coming back. I mean, now granted, he can't be fined for it because he hasn't even signed his contract yet, but
right?
It sounds like laziness to me. Now, if you love the game so much, then why not show up to practice to make your team that much better? But at the same time, I guess it really doesn't matter considering we've got that new rookie James Conner on their team that is kicking ass pretty well. I mean, their last game they had, he had 20 carries for 98 yards. I mean, not too shabby for a rookie running back. Yes, it's preseason, I know, but it's a good start.
It is, man. You know, it's a very, very good start for him. And we reported here on your Morning Cup of Sports on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fat Boy Media, DRCP Army, that he is the most jersey sales in for Pittsburgh. So, you know, kid, you know, keep doing what you're doing, and you never know, you might take out that wily veteran of Le'Veon Bell because of his laziness and his unwanting to his work ethic.
Well, I agree. I mean, it's not setting a good example, and I think I think it's very bad play on his part. I don't know, man. He's just, you know, he should be setting an example for younger kids. He should be setting an example for everybody. I mean, you know, anybody below him, especially this new rookie coming in. Conner needs to have some kind of guidance and leadership. And you're one of the best running backs in the league, and you're just like, oh, well, I love the game so much, but without the money, I just can't do it. So I'll just text and find out what's going on. He hasn't signed that contract, so technically he's not a Pittsburgh Steeler. So therefore, why are they texting a member that is a person that is not on their team to keep them in the loop? Sounds like some Tom Brady fuckery to me.
Yeah. Sounds like some fuckery going on there in the Steel Curtain City.
Well, so. Another thing that I thought was kind of – this was kind of comical, though. Kind of comical and kind of messed up at the same time. What are your what was your thoughts on the whole Anquan Boldin situation right now?
Well, Anquan Boldin, if I'm not mistaken, he retired. And everyone's calling him one of the greats, one of the great 49er wide receivers. I'm sorry. Anquan Boldin, you – are a good receiver. You're an eye receiver. But you were with my team, the San Francisco 49ers, right? For 3 years. 3 years you were a Niner. Everyone knows you from a rival team. Everyone knows you from the other team. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, hey, he's a Niner. What? Yeah, I thought he was a Cardinal or wherever the frick Anquan Boldin came from. I believe it was Arizona. And, I don't think that he should retire as a Niner.
That's the thing. He didn't retire as a Niner. He joined the Buffalo Bills. And then just days after joining with the Buffalo Bills, he's like, oh, I'm retiring.
Right, but I'm just saying, you know, he retires, but, you know, is he going to – he's definitely a Hall of Fame type wide receiver.
Oh, yes.
And for his justice to the NFL, he should probably go in the NFL Hall of Fame as a Cardinal and not a Niner. Personal feelings.
Well,
what do you think?
I think it's kind of a dick move on his part. Join a new team, and then with days after joining the new team, you're like, oh, I'm going to announce my retirement? Like, why even waste their time and money?
Well, because, well, one, he needed the money. Two, he was like, well, maybe, you know, I can understand his, you know, what he's trying to do, B. You know, he wanted to see if he still had that one left in him. You know, like most of these NFL players, they, you know, you got the juice in you, but, you know, does the body got it? You know, the heart has it, the brain's got it, but does the body have it? And, you know, I can understand Anquan Boldin trying his hardest and knowing that he probably couldn't make the team there in Buffalo. So to save him some humiliation and to save him not being cut, he just retires.
Or he realized how bad of an organization it is and was like, yeah, I don't want to be a part of this. See you later.
Well, there's that too. But, you know, there's definitely worse organizations out there. I don't know if you saw the game with the Jets and the Lions, or even just saw the video that was posted out there of this Jets defensive lineman just got free reign on their quarterback and just blindsided him. You know, now blindsided, like, don't look at the sun, blindsided, man. He got railed from both ends. He was a sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, so you never know. Maybe Colin Kaepernick.
Maybe he'll become a Jet.
You know?
Well, maybe he'll become I don't know. A lot of people are, a lot of people are fighting the organization.
Mm-hmm. I know, but, you know, if he's the only one left, well, you know, do you want a chance at maybe winning, you know, two games, maybe one, and then getting a good draft pick for a quarterback? Or do you want, you know, nobody in the stadium? And then, you know, can't really pay your bills, you dig into your pocketbook a little bit more, yada, 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 yada. We will have to play the fiddle and see which song comes out there in the JETS, Jets, or organization.
Yes. Real quick, I wanted to throw this out there in other news. This is from Charlotte Flair, the daughter of Ric Flair. She actually said that she released recently, the other day, after an incredibly hard week, my dad is getting better. There is still a long road to go, and he's not out of the woods just yet, but I want to again thank everyone for their support on behalf of myself and my family. My dad has given his life to sports entertainment. To everyone competing tonight, you know he'd be backstage watching if he could. Give it a little extra flair for him tonight. Now, that was obviously posted on the night of SummerSlam, which was just the other day. Or last night, actually. So I wanted to throw a huge shout-out. I'm glad to hear that Ric Flair is coming back and doing better. He is making progress. That's awesome to hear. And also, Terrence Crawford is now the undisputed junior welterweight champion after a third-round knockout on Mr. Ndongo.
There we go. Knocking people out.
Now,
at least he wasn't floating like a butterfly and ducking like a bee, you know, like what I feel, you know, Floyd Mayweather is going to do to Conor McGregor. I have also heard through sources that's very close with boxing and everything else like that. One of my good friends, that Floyd Mayweather has not been training like how he normally does for a fight. So he's taken the Conor McGregor boxing and his fight with Conor McGregor very on the DL. And we'll see if that comes back and bites the Floyd Mayweather. You know, like I said, and I said this when your morning cup of sports started airing, that just be careful. Third round, Floyd's going to get knocked out,
and then within the next year or two, you're going to see Floyd versus Conor McGregor again.
Yes, you did. You did call that. Now, I'm hoping that that McGregor comes out and knocks him out. I really do. Floyd Mayweather needs to be knocked out. He needs to be humbled for that one moment. But is it going to happen? I don't know. He's obviously not taking this fight very serious, but it's all been a circus show since it became a big thing. Ever since it came out, it's been nothing but a big circus show. So, honestly, I really don't know how to take this thing. I mean, is it just to make money? It very well could be. But if this is his last fight, I don't know. I mean, we've seen it in sports entertainment. Granted, the WWE is completely scripted for the most part. But, The Undertaker went undefeated for how many years and then in WrestleMania? And then his very last match, he gets beat. So it does happen. So it could be a major upset. It may not. We don't know. It's really sad that when it comes to the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather fight, I'm more interested in the fact that they just found wreckage. They found the Indianapolis. They found wreckage of that. Did you see that?
I didn't.
That was wild. Like, they actually had a piece of it float ashore, it was on the water. They found it, and go figure, a billionaire in Japan or somewhere found it, was able to find the wreckage of it. But they actually found it for the first time in, what was it? They said, 49 years or something like that, or something. I don't remember how long ago it was. But it was really interesting, and that's sad to me that takes precedence to me over the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather fight at this point. I mean, it was a big spectacle, and then all of a sudden it just fell off.
It was like the WWE, B. Yeah, it's like the WWE. It was very, very bad scripted, very bad planned. Again, in my news feeds and sports feeds and everything else like that, this fight is almost not even relevant anymore.
It's really not.
Like a back burner fight.
I just don't get it, man. I really don't. It's
even people in the boxing community that I know, they're not really even talking about this fight. It's just Floyd going to fight Conor and he's not practicing how he should. There it's a really not, I think the promotion of this particular fight was wrong. I think that everything about this fight, they went absolutely wrong. And I think the Boxing Federation, also Floyd's management team, and also Conor's management team, are really, really thinking, did they do this the best way that they could?
No. I disagree.
Right. No, are they looking back right now, B? Are they
I'm with you.
Yeah, this is the best we did, and is it though? I don't understand promoting it a week, a month in advance. That to me was stupid. But again, I'm not a professional promoter of fighting or anything else like that. But I wouldn't have thought it would have been a month and a half in advance.
Right. No, I'm with you on that. And that's what kills me is it literally just fell off. It was this big spectacle, and then out of nowhere, it just fell off. Nobody talks about it, nothing. I mean, they do talk about it here and there, but it's nothing big anymore. And that's what I find interesting. That's what I find so interesting about it is if this is a real thing, then why is it not being talked about now? Why is there nothing being out about it anymore?
Right. Yeah, the last time I saw something about this fight was a week ago, and it was just talking about how Conor was training and showed about 2 minutes of him hitting the bag and that type of thing. I'm like, wow, all right, so this is what I get. Hey, cool. Yeah, it is what it is, right?
Exactly. So, I had to bring this up, because you know we're completely random in this show anyways.
Yeah.
Now, imagine Little Farmer as a child packing up his backpack and eating his Pop-Tarts for breakfast, getting ready to head out on the school bus. And
what school bus?
You know,
but anyway, carry on.
Oh, okay. Well, you're walking to school, and you got a friend in one school district. Oh, 6 foot of snow, too, right?
Well, in North Dakota, you damn right it was.
With no shoes on.
I wouldn't go that far, and it wasn't uphill both ways either. You know, North Dakota's pretty flat, so, you know. I did trudge through some snow and everything. Carry on.
So, a week prior to you going to school, you're sitting outside with your friends, and you got friends that are in different school districts. And one of your friends says, you decided to go to school, and you're like, no. Like, where are you going this year? I'm going to Feces Elementary. Now, for 55 years, students and graduates of this school in whatever country this is, I can't pronounce the name of the country. The name of the school actually means feces. So,
right.
Obviously, this school's
been
a laugh. Yes.
You're exactly right. It's not in America because 99.9% of your stories come from overseas. Donald Trump.
Hey, but those are the
you're not
they're always interesting.
America.
But they're always interesting. But because of the name, they've been a laughing stock and being, you know, they've been referred to as the poop school. But on Thursday, this past Thursday, they announced that after 55 years, they are going to go ahead and change their name. Now, why did it take them 55 years to realize that we need to change our name?
Well, B, I'm not for changing a school's name, so I think I would have been on the other side of the coin and said, hey, it's your history, it's your pride, it's your tradition, it's your honor. But, you know, with how the world is, they want to eradicate names and images and statues. So what did they change it to, B?
Well, they have not decided what they're changing it to, but they did release that they are going to be changing it.
Well, it was feces, so is it going to be the hole now?
I don't know, but it's going to be old TP High.
There you go.
Come over here, and you can graduate with two plies of a certification. I got to do one more here from out of America. This is in Spain.
Hey, good U.S. of A.
No. This is in Spain.
No,
out of America.
You said another one. Oh, out of America. Okay,
but
go ahead.
You cannot pass this one up. A man.
Oh, I'm sure I could.
In his 30s.
His 30s.
Had tied his penis to a shotgun.
Oh, no.
And then used the weapon to shoot himself in the head.
Why? Wait a minute. Time out, Turbo. He tied his penis?
Yes.
How big is he?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So when they investigated further, they apparently found his genitals tied to a shotgun that he had used to commit suicide. The man's body will now undergo an autopsy at the Forensics Institute after being transferred from the apartment. Now, obviously, anybody who commits suicide, it's a sad moment. But
it is.
I guess if you're going to go out with a bang, you might as well go out with a bang in style. This is something I've never heard of before. Tying a penis to a shotgun to kill yourself.
I'm thinking here, B, and definitely suicide is not something to joke about and not a laughing matter by any means. How do you tie your penis, though?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, your penis must really hate you to be able to pull the trigger.
If anybody can enlighten me on how this gentleman could have possibly tied his penis to a gun barrel, give us a call at 646-668-8467. And I'm curious, you know, or shoot us a text if you're friends with myself or B, or go to our Facebook page and, you know, Your Morning Cup of Sports and send us a message there.
Yes.
Well, I'm confused.
Now,
and I have
this back to American sports.
Right. Oh, back American sport. Here we go.
Back to American sports. The very unimpressive Roger Goodell, our NFL commissioner, is close to an agreement on a new 5-year extension that runs through 2024. If the agreement is reached, the terms of Goodell's new deal would be similar to the current contract, which expires next year, 2019. It's a deal likely to be completed, but there are still issues to work out because talks have not progressed as expected. And let's see. Apparently, Roger Goodell made nearly $32 million in the fiscal year of 2015, according to the league's tax filing form or filing from that year, and has made $212.5 million in his first 10 years as commissioner of the NFL.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
That dude makes way too much money.
The NFL is no longer required. This is some bullshit. The NFL is no longer required to file his salary publicly as the league office has given up its nonprofit status.
Crazy. Just crazy. And people about this whole eclipse thing, man, they're just going nuts. I'm just getting ready to post one on my Facebook page, talking here and posting and, you know, multitasking. No selfies from me, though, at least not yet. there's a meme that's going around. It says, put a few drops of SPF 50 sunscreen in your eyes, and you won't need glasses to view the eclipse.
Come on. Wow.
Come on now. That was funny.
Oh, here we go. A golden retriever digs up $85,000 worth of black tar heroin in their backyard.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good dog right there.
He's a man. Now, if he could go out and sell that for me and bring me the profits, then I will consider him well-trained. he's a 18-month-old dog. He was 18 months old when he started unburying something in his family's yard early August. His owners found a package underground. They told the authorities they thought it was, they had told the authorities that they had thought it was, at the time, or at that moment, they thought it was a time capsule, and they filmed themselves opening it. Soon after they opened the package, they realized it was, not a time capsule, but instead it was some type of drug. So officers responded, identified the substance as over 15 ounces of black tar heroin, and they went ahead, and the narcotics dogs and everybody came in. They started digging, and they found $85,000 worth hidden in their backyard. So my next guess is, when is he digging up Jimmy Hoffa's body? Oh, wait.
Oh, B. You're horrible.
I know it. But
yeah, I thought I was reading something. It says, woman on wakeboard surprised in the ocean. And I was reading, I was like, oh, is there a shark? No. Damn mammal surrounded her. She was wakeboarding, and dolphins surprised her when she was wakeboarding in the ocean.
Dolphins aren't aggressive, so I'm not impressed.
I know, neither was I. I was like, come on! And it says she's having fun wakeboarding and looks into the water to her left and sees this. And I was waiting for something to say shark. And no. Dolphin.
Now, see, now this is where I'm. This is what I'm talking about right here. Nick Saban has the right idea. He's not impressed by the damn moon passing between the Earth and the sun. He says, I'm watching it at home. He's just like, whatever, dude. I'm not that impressed. It is what it is. I'll watch it at home. You know, it, for me, it's like, that's like, for me, it's like the New Year's Eve watching the ball drop. Like, I don't really get the point in watching the whole ball drop. I'm not really impressed when it comes to that.
Right.
To me, it's a worthless time. I mean, I've got a clock. I don't need a ball to tell me what time it is. You know,
right.
I mean, it's not a big deal for me. So,
well,
I mean, you know.
I usually set my one clock in my house is by the New Year's Eve drop.
Now, see, I'm sorry. I'm just not a big fan of the New. I know, but I'm not a big fan of the New Year's Eve ball drop.
Well, I'm not either, especially since it's 3 hours ahead of where I live.
Well, they don't have one on the West Coast.
Hey, Happy New Year to the East Coast. All right, big fucking deal. I don't live over there. I got 3 more hours. And then they replay it. I'm like, oh, my God, I already saw this at 9. I don't want to see it again at
5. I don't find the thrill in it. I really don't. I just don't find the thrill in going and watching the ball drop or getting on your TV and watching the ball drop. And what's the point? I mean,
right.
And you also get all those new year, new me things. No, it's not a new you. It's the same damn you with the same damn problems, same financial situation, same tax situation, same child support situation, same baby mama drama, same baby daddy drama. You still got a
right.
job that you have to go to, so you got the same issues
right.
you got at your job. Nothing changes. Was your car broke down an hour prior
year.
To that? It just kills me because, like, was your car broke down prior to that? Guess what? It still broke down. You know, nothing changes.
That's true. And the whole New Year's resolution thing. Oh, I'm going to give up this. I'm going to go to the gym for that. I'll be like, yeah. Why does it take a new year for you to do it? If you're going to do it, you're going to do it anyway.
And it lasts about 3 days, maybe 6 weeks at the very most, and that's it.
Right, right.
Or and then they're
because that's what you paid for.
Right, they get that. They get their one cheat day, and they're like, oh, I can cheat day. And then the next day, they're like, oh, man, I'm still sore, so, you know, another cheat day ain't going to hurt. And the next thing you know,
right.
they're back to their normal self. And I'm like, okay, well, what happened to your New Year's resolution? It cheated. I mean.
right?
Or some of them actually try to play it off. They're like, well, what New Year's resolution? Oh, I didn't say nothing like that.
Yeah, no. You don't have that on video. And then you turn around, yes, it's right here. You told me to do it.
What kills me, though, is everybody has to do it on January 1st, right?
Right.
So last time I checked, okay, so let's see. We're coming up. It's now the 21st of August. On the 25th of August,
how could you
I can
not
make...
remember the eclipse day? It's the eclipse day. How could you not remember that, B?
Well, because I'm with Nick Saban on this one. It's not that important to me.
Right.
But, you know...
Just put some 50 sun SPF in your eyeballs and look at the sun. You'll be good, I promise. You don't need any glasses.
Hey, I heard bleach works just as good.
Oh, yeah, it does.
And if any of you dumbasses actually try this out there, guess what? It's not our fault when you go blind, so don't try to blame us.
Right.
But if you do actually do this, please feel free to call in and share your experience with us. Oh, that's great. So anyway...
Oh, I just got commented on my Facebook about the 50 sunscreen in your eyeballs, and they're like, you do know someone will do this, right? I'm like, if they do,
it's thinning out the gene pool, baby. Thinning out the gene pool.
Yeah, people make my head hurt, man. Like, people really make my head hurt.
They make my head hurt, too.
Also, one other thing. Now, we have been talking baseball recently. Aaron Judge has gone 36 straight games with a strikeout or more. 36 straight games. He's got to be really with at least one strikeout for 36 games.
Okay.
Straight.
Am I supposed to be impressed?
No, he's a batter. That's what I'm saying. He's gone 36 straight games with a strikeout.
Oh, all right. I thought we were talking about a pitcher. I was like, well, I sure hope you got a couple strikeouts. But, hey, you know, if that's not your cup of tea, you know.
My bad. I thought you were following.
Oh.
So, I'm just trying
to
figure out.
On Dumb Book right now. That's what I'm doing. I'm laughing at people on Dumb Book talking to you. People are so stupid. They're stupid, I tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. I just, man, people.
Everyone's like, world's going to end when the solar eclipse happens. Oh, my God, how many times am I going to hear that the world's going to end? The world was going to end on my birthday. The world was going to end on 000000, which is 2000. You know, it's just becoming ridiculous when everybody says, the world's going to end, the world's going to end. One of these days it is, and no one's going to believe you, so stop crying wolf.
Oh, and also, I meant to mention this Friday, but I forgot.
Okay. Right.
The Los Angeles prosecutors are saying that the Raiders quarterback, Sean Smith, has been charged with beating his sister's boyfriend last month. So now we've got another player facing assault charges in the NFL.
Well, at least it's the Raiders, so it's kind of fitting. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Well, I figure it's either going to be the Raiders or it's going to be the Cowboys.
Right? Touche.
I mean, I think, honestly, the league should start imposing a penalty that says if you get three or more assault charges on your team, or not even just assault charges, just any kind of major charge directed towards players on your team, whether it be three on one player or three players with one, maybe they should be docked one or two games every season.
I agree with your assessment, sir. You know, let's look at preseason football here, shall we? Preseason football. Let's see here. Nothing big on that one. The Buccaneers beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 12-8. The Lions beat the Jets. Here's a big one. This is how you can tell it's preseason football. The Houston Texans 27 beat the New England Patriots 27-23. So that makes the New England Patriots 0-2 in preseason. Here's another one. The Bears beat the Cardinals 24-23. This is how, ladies and gentlemen, you know that this is preseason football. The Rams beat the Las Vegas Raiders. And then today, for Monday Night Football, you get to check out the Browns and the Giants today at 5.
Now, let's make it interesting, since we've got to get on here tomorrow. Since we'll be back tomorrow. Prediction on the game?
Are you sure we'll be back tomorrow? Because this eclipse is supposed to mess up the world.
Hey, you know, that's what they said about Y2K.
Well, I know, and I'm still here.
Oh, speaking of Y2K, kind of makes me think, for any of you guys who are having any kind of IT issues or need some help or generally just don't understand anything about computers, make sure you guys give Midwest IT Support Help Desk a phone call. They'd be more than happy to be able to help you guys out. They are awesome at what they do. They make IT easy. They have remote help desk services. They have home and business services. They are available in person in the states of Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky as well. And they do actually have national remote help. So they can help you over the phone, through your computer, around the woods, on your way to grandma's house. Here we go with some gingerbread cookies. All you got to do is give them a call, 765-239-9668.
And if they can't fix it, buy a new computer.
I actually was watching this movie today, and on the movie, it's funny because this guy's on there, and he says, hey, I know everything there is to know about laptops, but I don't know shit about computers. I couldn't help myself, dude. I laughed so hard. But,
if you have any computer problems, give those people a call. We still need to get their information up on the page. And definitely, again, if you are IT illiterate, definitely the people there will hook you up. And when you call them, tell them that you heard it on the Morning Cup of Sports radio show with Farmer and B.
That's right. And if you don't have any IT problems, give them a call. Find out what kind of things they can help out with. That way, if you do have anything in the future you need help with or whatever, you know you can call them. Now, with that being said, Farmer, I wanted to get a prediction for tonight's game with the Browns and Giants. But I was thinking maybe we can get one more prediction as well so we could have three different predictions before this show goes off.
Okay.
All right, because we actually have Trucker JJ on hold with us right now.
Oh, the Trucker Man.
We have the Trucker Man. So let's go ahead and bring him on real quick, and I think we might have just lost Farmer. He just dropped off, so he'll be back here in just a moment. But I'm going to go ahead and bring Trucker JJ on. What is going on, Trucker JJ?
Hey, brother, what's happening? Missed the first few minutes of the show, but I caught the school named Shit, and that's kind of where I came in. I thought Fairview was bad. Okay. But anyway.
Okay.
Hey, brother, what's happening?
I don't know. I got kicked out of the studio somewhere, so it's all good. I'm back, though.
Well, I'm glad you're back. All right.
Yeah,
I am waiting on the facts to come out in the Raiders, what did you say, quarterback that beat the crap out of his sister's boyfriend?
No, cornerback.
Cornerback. It didn't sound right because quarterbacks are all wearing skirts and all. But
yours
but,
included there, JJ. Yours included.
That's a kill. That boy's 6'8". You want to go talk to him about it, you go right ahead, okay?
I will. Now, hey, Big Ben, you want to come down on your knees so we're the same height?
Well, no, he's probably just going to look at you like, yeah, okay, get out of here. You better have a jacket beside you, pal. Then you might stand
Let's not talk about Big Ben's legal troubles he had not too long ago now.
Right?
Yep, and was not convicted of anything, but they got
that's
him.
That's right. Well, you got enough.
Anyway,
so the thing is, generally, if somebody is kicking the crap out of your sister's boyfriend, there's probably a good reason for it. Now, I'm waiting to see how the facts come out before really opening my big mouth up too much. But usually, that's kind of the case. Now, I don't know. Like I said, facts haven't come out yet. But that'll be something to keep an eye on. And as of right now, we're going to give the guy the benefit of the doubt and say, way to go, dude.
Right.
And Brian, where do you get these stories? I mean, a school named Shit. I mean, a guy shooting his head off with a pecker? It's like, good Lord.
With his penis.
Whatever.
All right, JJ.
Now,
who's going to win? All right. The Giants or the Browns?
I look for the Browns to win it because they been drafting good players for years, and generally it'll come down to your second and third team, kind of like when the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Atlanta Falcons yesterday. Now, of course, that
not
happened,
by much.
I think. Hey, hell, it takes 1 point. Hell, we had 3 up.
Right.
But 4 up, 17-13, I think. But anyway, I think that's – I watched the first half, and then I had to go, and then I was trying to watch it on NFL.com as they kind of type out what the last play was, whether it wasn't working or my phone wasn't working, whatever. But I did notice that Sims was the guy that threw the interception. I think that's what sparked everything, but I'm not really sure. And he, I doubt if he makes the Atlanta's roster. He might. But
do you have a score prediction there, JJ, for the Giants-Browns?
I'm looking for this to be pretty much in the 30s on each side. We'll call it 35-31, see how it works out.
All right, I'm writing this down right now.
I don't even know if the Browns could score that much, but all right.
It's preseason. Of course they can.
Have they ever seen the end zone that many times in their franchise's history?
Yes,
right.
It's preseason, dude. They tear it up in preseason.
All right, here we go. So I got the Browns also because they're riding the wind. They're going to ride that wave, even though it's surfing, there hasn't been any waves. But they're riding the brown wave. Did not come out right. But
okay,
anyway.
Let's scroll again.
So they're riding the brown wave, and I got the Browns 21-10.
Okay. Ryan, you got a prediction there?
Yes, I do. I'm going to go ahead. I think I'm going to go opposite of you guys just because I've got to. I mean, I can't stick with you guys. I got to do something different. So we're going to have to go with, I don't know. I don't know. I think I'm going to go with the Giants. I'm going to take the Giants.
There you
all
go.
Right? I'm going to go with the Giants, and I'm going to say,
because I'm short.
I'm going to say it's going to be 24-21 Giants.
It could happen.
Okay.
So I have our predictions wrote down so we can make sure, so I can make sure JJ doesn't come back in. It was like, oh, no, I said the Giants were going to win. But
I hang up a little sign like the Atlanta Falcons did one particular year after the coin toss incident. And the Steeler-Detroit Thanksgiving game.
Yes.
That was hilarious.
He said that all low-key. He's like, oh, that's hilarious.
All right, guys. So, this coming up week, we got some preseason games. We're going to have to get in on this. And you know, most of them are on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a couple on Sunday. So it looks like the Browns are playing the Buccaneers, and you got the New Jersey football teams that are playing each other. It should be a banger here.
Well, we've also got the only game that really needs to be watched next week is going to be the Niners-Vikings game. I mean,
right.
Let's be realistic here. That's the only game that really matters. But
it is.
We will have some good games coming up, so we'll have to start taking predictions and stuff throughout the week and everything. I'd say probably Thursday we'll take our Thursday predictions. Friday we'll take our Friday and Saturday, Sunday predictions. And we'll definitely come back the next week with all of our answers and find out how many times Brian was right and how many times JJ and Farmer were wrong.
Hey, you sound like Anthony Paso the second.
Oh, listen to you. But definitely, JJ, we appreciate you calling in, man, and we look forward to talking to you tomorrow about your false
prediction.
All
right, we'll check you later, Mr. Brian Pelosi. How are we going?
Later, brother.
Later, Bubba. Well, that's an interesting prediction on your guys' part, but I had to go different. I couldn't pick the same.
Right. Well, B.
So,
this hour flew by. It seems like it always flies by.
Yes, it did.
Moving right on, moving right up. Anyway, guys, put some SPF 50 in your eyeballs. Stare at that sun. Make sure you get a full look at that eclipse today. And if don't blame me because you did it. And or bleach, or antifreeze, or anything else that you want to stick in your eyeballs to look at the eclipse. Or hey, I even heard eclipse gum wrappers and boxes. You put them across your eyes and you stare at the eclipse that way. You're good too because those are awesome sunglasses. But anyway, just remember, we are your morning cup of sports where anything goes. We'll talk about anything. We don't care who we offend or who we don't offend or who puts Visine or non-Visine in their eyes looking at the eclipse. Check us out on all of our social media platforms. Like us, learn us, love us. Spread the word of your morning cup of sports because we're growing like wildfire. Get in on the ground level because you never know where Brian and Farmer's going to go. Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, who's the cream and who is the sugar?